This is the Evil Never Dies podcast midweek show. Keep it evil, everyone.
The Evil Never Dies podcast.
What's up, evil ones? Welcome back to the Evil Never Dies podcast midweek show. How's everybody doing so far this week? It was 77 today. It's pretty nice outside, so I'm not complaining. This time last year, we had winter storm warning and quarter inch of ice on the ground. So, yeah, I'll take 77 any day. Okay, before I get started here, I want to do a couple shout-outs. First off, to viewer, listener, Barbara Ann Wright from up in Minnesota. She won a trivia quiz that we had in the Evil Ones group, and she got sent a sticker pack, so I hope she liked that. And she also bought a couple of shirts. Bought a podcast shirt and a Count Karabi shirt. So we really appreciate it. Thank you so much for supporting the show and the haunt. Next, wanted to congratulate our very good friends, Jerry and Tracy Pauly. They recently moved to Florida and they finally got moved in and are official Floridians now. So congratulations, guys. Appreciate all you've done for us, for sure. So if you would, check their podcast out, Hillbilly Horror Stories. They do a really good job on their show. I've been listening to them since 2019, so that's how I got to meet them guys, actually. So, all right. Way back in season one, I think it was episode 37 or something, I covered the band Carnivore and their second album, Retaliation. So for this midweek show, I'm going to be covering their debut album, their self-entitled album, Carnivore. Now, if you haven't listened to that episode, Carnivore is an American crossover thrash band from Brooklyn, New York, founded in 1983 by singer and bassist Peter Steele. Most of you know him from the band Typo Negative. This album was recorded in July of 1985 at Braille Eastside Sound in New York City, mixed in August of 1985 at Systems 2, Brooklyn, New York, and it was mastered at the Holland Cutting Room in Soest, Netherlands. It was released November 1985 on Roadrunner Records. Genre is thrash metal, crossover thrash. Length of the album is 43 minutes and 15 seconds for the original version. Producer was Norman Dunn. Let's see here. It was engineered by Norman Dunn. Mixed by Norman Dunn and Michael Marciano, and remastered by George Marino. Band members are, of course, Peter Steele, which he's actually credited on this album as Lord Petrus Steele, and of course he's lead vocals and bass guitar, and also did the sound effects. We got Keith Alexander on guitar, vocals, backing vocals, and sound effects. And Louis Beto on drums, percussion, backup vocals, and sound effects. Now, this album never made it to the charts at all, so. But There's some professional ratings. AllMusic gave it 4.5 stars out of 5. Kerrang! Magazine gave it 4 out of 5 stars. And Metal Hammer gave it 7 out of 10 stars. And in the August 2014 Revolver Magazine issue, they placed this album on its 14 thrash albums you need to own list. And I think it was rated at number 4. So, there you go. Now, there are 2 album covers for this. The original album cover is the Carnivore logo in red letters on a black background with blood spatter all over it. And then in 2001, the album was reissued. And basically what it is a vagina with teeth. If you know Peter Steele, that's just the way he was. A lot of the songs he writes have a lot of sexual content in them. All right, let's go over the track listing here. Track 1, we got Predator. Track 2, the title track of the album, Carnivore. Track 3, Male Supremacy. Track 4, Armageddon. Track 5, Legion of Doom. Track 6, God is Dead. Track 7, Thermonuclear Warrior. And track 8, World Wars 3 and 4. And then in the 2001 reissue, they added 3 demos that actually came out on the Retaliation album from 1987, which make track 9 USA for USA, track 10 SMD, which stands for Suck My Dick, and track 11 Sex and Violence. And that is the track listing for Carnivore's debut album. Now, they really didn't tour for this album. They mostly supported national acts at venues in the New York City area. The most renowned one is L'Amour. Lots of acts have played there, so they were opening acts for a lot of them, like Anthrax, Twisted Sister, like the Cro-Mags, stuff like that. And then they played a couple of shows with Venom and Overkill at the Ritz in New York City also. So, no big touring schedule. They stayed close to home in the Brooklyn area. Now, like I think I said back when I did the Retaliation album, back in season 1, I never even heard of Carnivore until after I had done been listening to Type O Negative. So I never heard these guys until probably 93, 94 maybe. And when I listened to it, it was like, this sounds nothing like Type O Negative. And it doesn't. It's definitely got that crossover punk thrash sound to it. So, yeah. And I actually, the song Male Supremacy came up on my Apple today. So, I listened to the whole thing over again. And here we go. But I'm going to give this a 3 out of 5. Devil Horns for sure. It's not the greatest album. It's decently produced for being a debut album. So, yeah, I'll give it 3 out of 5. All right, that's all I got for Carnivore's debut album. Thanks for watching and listening. Check us out on all the social medias. Join the Facebook group, The Evil Ones. And What are we doing Sunday? I think we're going to do another Hammer Dracula film, so stay tuned for that. Oh, and also tomorrow is Jeff Hanneman's birthday from Slayer. He would be 60, so by the time you're listening to this, he would have been 60. Such a loss, man, of that guy. Awesome guitarist. Big influence in the thrash music scene, so anyway, that's all I got, and stay evil, everybody.
Let's have a war!